stay nice and still for me, boy. I'm not able to strap you down to the bed if you're squirming underneath me. You have a bad habit of not being able to control your movements, Pat. But by cuffing you to the bed, I'm making sure you stay nice and still for me. It's more fun for me when you're restrained like this. You've always looked your most handsome when you're helpless, Pet. That a boy. Going into whatever position I place you in, your ankle easily guided to the other side of the bed, leaving you spread eagle for me. I can see just how wet you're getting from here, Pet. You like how the leather feels against you, don't you? It's not too tight, is it? Perfect. What's your safe word? And do you remember the traffic light system? When I ask what color you are, you will tell me honestly. Red means stop. Yellow means for me to check in more often and to slow down, be a little bit more cautious. Meanwhile, green means that I'm in the clear. You won't hesitate to use them, will you? Good boy. Let's get started. There we are. That feels good, huh? Good thing you're tied down. You're already pulling at your restraints. Naked and being straddled by me. You're absolutely soaked. You must be grateful for some relief. Just look at you. Not even trying to hold back a sound. You let out that moan as soon as this vibrator touched your clit, didn't you? How pathetic that the little vibration is able to set you off like that. Do you remember when you weren't so sensitive, Pet? Now the slightest gust of wind is enough to get your attention. I wonder what could be the cause of that. It makes this so much more fun for me, my horny little pet, starting to rock against the vibrator, attempting to get more pleasure. It's adorable how you think that's actually going to work. Like I'm not just going to pull it away slightly. You get what I give you. I determine your pleasure. I decide what you get. Do you understand that, boy? I want to hear you say it then. Say, mistress controls my pleasure. Good boy. I want you to repeat that in your head over and over again. It's the only way you are going to remember it. I just know how you get, Pet. Always thinking with your clit. Look where it gets you. Tied to the bed and being fucked by a vibrator. You don't even have the decency to pretend to be upset, do you? Of course my boy doesn't. Just look at you. You're enjoying yourself far too much to care. More moans escape your lips as you continue to squirm underneath me. Can you feel the wet spot growing on my panties, Pet? Can you feel what you do to me, boy? And I'm sure it only makes you act like more of a slut. It's a good thing your legs are tied down, or else you would be trying to spread them even wider, wouldn't you? Don't lie to me, boy. You've never been good at it. I can read you like I can read any other book. You're feeling good right now, aren't you? Your pleasure continues to grow as the vibrator pulses away against you. It's getting harder to ignore the throbbing in your clits, your slick soaking through the sheets beneath you. And yet, you don't have it in you to care. All you know is that you feel good, that the vibrator is working you closer to an orgasm, and that's all that matters, isn't it? Absolutely shameless, pet. You're filthy. What color are you? That a boy, taking what you're being given so well. Keep it up and make me proud. You want to come, don't you? Of course you do. With behavior as lewd as yours, that was always going to be your goal. The only thing on your mind at any moment in the day is being fucked. You start to get wet, and you can't form a thought anymore. That's how you ended up here, isn't it? All helpless and tied up underneath me. You need someone else's help, don't you, pet? Look at you admitting it. That is like music to my ears, boy. So good for me. Oh, obediently admitting how desperate you really are, getting closer as the vibrator continues to pulse against you, pushing you even closer towards your orgasm. Oh, that's it. That's a good boy. Yes. It's only dawning on you at this moment just how exposed you are. Not a lick of clothing on your body, despite me remaining fully dressed. You can feel the wet stain growing, but you can't do anything about it. Your hands remain useless. They keep you tied in place for me, right where you're supposed to be. Should keep you tied to my bed all day, shouldn't I? A vibrator pressed against your clit, having the speeds vary randomly. That's where you would be happiest, wouldn't it? Oh, yes, you would, pet. You feel so good right now, writhing against your restraints, but unable to take any more. You take what you give. And this is what I'm giving you, so you're going to take it. You should be happy that I'm allowing you to feel this good. I mean, if I wanted to, I could pull the vibrator away from you right now, leaving you a desperate and pathetic, aching mess. And you would be so cute too, pathetically whining and begging. I know your type, boy. You would be willing to do anything, say anything, just to get the vibrator back on your clit, just to keep feeling this way. Your pleasure grows as you let out more moans, not holding anything back. What color are you, pet? That's wonderful, boy. It means that we can keep going, and maybe, just maybe, if you play your cards right, I'll even let you come. Doesn't that sound nice? Good boys get to come after all. You're a good boy for mistress, aren't you? Yes, you are. staying nice and still underneath me. It was so smart of me to remember to cuff you down. Now I can ensure that you act how I want you to. I can make sure that you come exactly how I want you to. It feels better this way, doesn't it? You just get to lay there and look handsome, moaning in pleasure as you try to squirm away from how good it feels. Those cuffs don't let you get away from it. You have to take it like a good boy, don't you? Yeah. Show me what a good boy you can be. That's the only way I'm allowing you to come, Pat. I know you want to orgasm too. You're right there, so close to the edge. The pleasure keeps building and you're helpless to do anything to stop it. Completely at my mercy, naked and underneath me. The cuffs keep you in place so that you can't writhe, so you can't move away. Have to let the vibrator pulse against your clit like a good boy. What color are you, Pat? Keep it up. You're so close. You want to come for mistress, don't you? That's what good boys get to do. You're a good boy, aren't you? You're going to stay on your best behavior for mistress. Yes, you are. You're going to prove it to me, aren't you? I'm not so sure if I believe that. Why don't you promise me it, Pat? Promise me that you're going to be on your best behavior for mistress for the rest of the day. That a boy? You can come now. You're such a good pet. Yes, you are. Why don't you come for me? Come for me like the good boy you are. Oh, just like that. Yes. Good job, pet. That's it. Let it all go. You don't need to hold back with me. There's no reason to save face. I know how handsome you look when you come. You did so good for me, boy. What color are you? Green, huh? So you had fun being helpless, didn't you? I told you you would. You did such a good job. I'm so impressed. Took the vibrator, the cuffs, really everything so amazingly. And I bet it felt really good, didn't it? I had a feeling you would say that. Now let's get you untied from this bed. I'm sure a hot bath is calling your name, Pat.